The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Weeds, my co-host. You know, Sandy, I'm going to do this last one, and then we'll get into some other things. But federal judge temporarily blocks DeSantis' Stop Woke Law. Let's go to the phone lines. Jeff, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, Earl and Sandy, I think there are Republicans out there that do have principle, and they're, you know, but the ones that are getting all the attention are the Trump supporters in the media and everything else. And so as a result, you know, there's people out there that know that this is, you know, that Trump is nothing but a blowhard, and yet, you know, all the people, you know, the press likes to pump it up. A day never goes by when you don't hear about Trump, right? I mean, you know, you're going along and, oh, yeah, they took the papers out of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and all this jazz. And so I don't know. Like Sandy said, there has to be a more understanding of what really counts, you know, and to bring that out. Is important, you know, that you've got that that kind of a situation where people of different views can have understanding of each other. And
you know, Jeff, you started off by saying there are Republicans with differing views and those kind of things, and yes, there are. Sandy and I both agree that all Republicans aren't like Donald Trump. But he's winning.
Yeah.
His side is winning.
Right.
Well, yep. I think there are lots of Republicans with principles. I just think that there's some basic concept that Trump is striking a chord with millions and millions of people that is causing them to vote for him and to bury their principles beneath something they think is more important. And I'm afraid that more important thing is that they are all... They have all become terrified that liberals pose a terrible danger to the country, and for some of those people, that liberalism is related, I think, to race and fears of race. To some of these people, it relates to government regulations that they find particularly intrusive and that they want to get rid of. Some of it reflects a fear of government generally, and so. You know, I think that what's happened is Trump has struck a hidden fear factor that you know, fear overrides rationality in every animal. It's the lizard part of our brain that causes us to stop thinking and to react fearfully. And I think that Trump, and I think he's even written about this, I think he understands that if you can make people fearful, you have control over them. And I think he's been very good at creating fear, and I actually personally fear the notion that this search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago has allowed him to take this issue now of the fear of Big Brother, and that, you know, the Republicans and particularly the Trump Republicans have been very quick to turn this into, look, this isn't about the FBI invading Donald Trump's house. It's the fact that if they can do this to Donald Trump, they can do it to all of you too, which was sort of, you know, which is the inverse of the rule of law, right? Like, what we should be saying is we should be cheering and saying, look, the rule of law really applies here because they do this to all of you, but they also do it to Donald Trump.
They're also right now, they've got people believing that the IRS is going to come into the average Joe's home,
right.
and they're coming with guns and weapons. And
well, the IRS is going to audit you,
yeah,
Tom, Dick, and Mary, you know. And so you know, I'm just saying that they've come to understand this very strong psychological power. It's a little bit like Madison Avenue has done a deep dive on psychoanalysis and has handed this information to maybe both parties, but the only one currently willing to really use it effectively has been the Trump part of the Republican Party, and he is able to exercise this fear trigger over even Mitch McConnell and others, who I think all of us understand that Mitch McConnell seems to be a man who has some old-time principles, but when push comes to shove, he buries them.
All right, let's go to Sherman from Caledonia. Hey, Sherman, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I'm Sandy. Okay, hey, I was listening. First of all, great topic this morning. Listening at Sandy and what he was saying, the one thing I think he left out or he can't put his finger on what is the attraction to Trump and tribalism, one, and the us against them mentality, you know, and you guys were talking about it earlier, how the middle class has shrunk and almost disappeared. The middle class as I know it, and I'm 64 years old, that middle class is gone. And a lot of those people's kids, because I have a 42-year-old and a 25-year-old and an 18-year-old, or my oldest grandkid's 18. Their America is totally different than mine. And Trump tapped into, and I don't mean this in a racial thing, but disgruntled white people. And, you know, they're looking at, my kids aren't going to have a better, as good a life as I had. The factory jobs are gone because they're in China, you know, in Mexico. And they're just disgruntled. And when your life plan didn't work, it takes a big person to admit it was my fault. If somebody gives me somebody else to blame, then that takes that off of me. And that's a lot of what I see when I'm talking to people in the grocery store and things, and just listening to what they're saying. And it's like, okay, you know, but what about the roads? How many times have you had your wheels lined up in your vehicle this year? You know, four times. It costs $120. That's $500. If they fixed the roads, then you wouldn't have to do that much. But every time Democrats start talking about doing something, well, where are we going to get the money to do that? You know, and this is wasteful spending. But we spent 20 years in Afghanistan. I heard a gentleman, one of the generals, say yesterday, we were spending $300 million a week. $300 million a week for 20 years. And then as soon as something happened, the whole country ran. And then you contrast that with Ukraine. You know, Ukraine stood up to fight. Okay, cool, we helping them. If the Afghans had done that, they had 350,000 people we paid every 2 weeks. We paid them.
Hey, Sherman.
And they couldn't rent.
Hey, Sherman, I wish we had more time. We got to go to a break, but you sound like you know a little something. Keep listening, man. Keep calling.
He's right on.
Got to go to a break. Tom, I see you.
Okay, yeah, I most definitely will.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back.